Well, I was talking about fishing.
Oh, what about fishing?
It's a new
slow time right now, unless you're fishing for salmon over on the big lake.
Well, that's what you might be doing. and you might be out with Josh and his nice fishing boat and using all the electronics and your years of expertise.
Yes.
I rent the rowboat over at Haithville Lake.
Oh, you do? Okay. So you went fishing. Well, how did you fare?
Yeah, Charlie and his friend David wanted to go out fishing yesterday. And, a couple of 16-year-olds in a rowboat. How can I go wrong?
Did you boat any fish?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they got, the Haithville Lake is stocked. And a couple of, three actually, some nice bass.
Oh, nice.
And it was kind of, it was a hot day and I was concerned. But first of all, it's like, really? All right, let's go. But it actually wasn't that bad because there's a breeze blowing.
Oh, yeah, that breeze helps.
And it felt like the humidity lifted just a touch as the afternoon get into the evening. No, it was not as stifling as it was earlier in the week.
And picking the breeze up off the water, being on the water, was very helpful. Got out there and it was a little slow. To start, and you from experience would certainly know. I mean, a lot of fishing is patience, and when we're not using electronics to know where the fish are, we're like, well, they're in this lake somewhere.
But that lake isn't that big, so odds of catching the fish are probably pretty good. You get out on the bay where you've got miles and miles and miles, it's a little different story.
Well, and at the point where I was about to, because we were only out there for a couple of hours, we just had enough time. Mm-hmm. Besides, the boat rented only for 2 hours, so.
Right.
I didn't realize they had boat rentals there.
Yeah. For a lot of people, it's a hidden gem. In fact, I was telling boys about that. I was like, this park you're enjoying, you think it's been here all your lives. Well, because it has.
No.
All your lives.
Yeah, their lives, yeah.
But it really didn't kick in until, 1991, I think. Because it was just starting just as I was coming up into this area.
Mm-hmm.
It was starting to become, because they have the rowboats, they have canoes, kayaks you can rent, things like that.
They've developed it a lot since I've been over there last.
Nice trail you can walk on, and just very pleasant, nice beach area to swim.
So what did you use for bait?
Jerk bait.
Oh.
Yeah, just casting out and... And it was at the point, though, where it was slow enough to where I was thinking, I've got to find some inspirational words here besides just being, come on, guys. You just got to be patient sometimes.
For them or for the fish?
So I said something to the extent of, just remember, even a bad day of fishing beats a good day of working any day.
Yeah.
Because, we're out, we're in the middle of this lake here and just relaxed and enjoying himself and... That's when our first fish hit. And so got that one in the boat, and then about 15 minutes later got the other one, and about 20 minutes after that. So the first part of it was slow, but then three in the last 45 minutes.
So all catch and release?
Yeah, catch and release.
Yeah. So you didn't have any fish to clean, eh?
No fish to clean.
Okay.
it's catch and release at Haithco, which is fine with me. That's fine with me.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't prepared to clean or grill fish last night.
Yeah.
I'll post a couple of pictures up on our online site, though, if you want to check them out just to see what's going on. But real pleasant. But I thought to myself, I was channeling Dave Maurer out there.
You were?
Yeah,
oh,
I was thinking to myself, what would Dave do in this situation?
First of all, put on sunblock.
Which we did not do. Had a hat on.
That's good.
Sunglasses.
Good.
And our life preservers, just in case.
Absolutely.
Just in case.
All right.
Just in case. Although that's a rule at the lake. If you're going to wrench, you have to wear the life preserver.
Radio?
No, and I thought of it.
Okay.
Because we were out there just as the Tigers game was getting underway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, I could catch the first half of the Tigers game out here. I'm thinking, because with my luck, I would do something foolish.
Drop the radio?
We had the phones out there because we had to take pictures.
At least
had that, although I had the phones in the Velcro pocket to make sure it didn't do nothing. And it had a cooler, because we took along some water and some beef jerky.
Oh, well, that's good.
Got to have a snack.
Huh. That's true.
Got to have a snack. Yes. So, all the comforts of home. And
you get hooked now. You'll be fishing more often, maybe.
First of all, I need a license. That would help. That would help so I could fish properly.
Ah.
And anytime I do fish, cast out, those free fishing weekends, sometimes I do that kind of thing.
On the free fishing weekends? How'd you do it yesterday?
I get seaweed. Okay. So that's all I get.
I guess I won't ask too many questions.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
You don't have to have a license at Hays Call?
No. That's when I do fish with the free fishing.
Oh, when you do fish. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yes, okay. Yes. No. DNR, you do not have to come investigating me. The boys are fishing. I was simply there. I was the transportation as well as the rower.
Okay.
Yes. That was our trolling. As I rode the boat, that was the trolling we were doing. Which isn't the best, but we anchored. We anchored. But, you know, when we were moving back into the dock.
Right.
Know, things like that. But anyway.
Right.
Nice day. People out swimming and things like that. Some barbecuing and things. Just a pleasant summer afternoon.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So we didn't do as well as you have done.
Yeah, well, we have a pretty good idea of when to go and when not to go. Like right now, the walleye fishing is, you know, just not happening unless you get a stray one here and there. Perch fishing should be picking up before too long. Maybe a little more perch activity.
Yeah. I envy you guys who can do this fishing thing and, you know, listen to Mike Avery talk about it all the time because you said something. What's the key to fishing?
Oh, patience.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Well, when you get out there and it's a good fishing day and you've got 3-4 lines all going off at the same time, you're trying to keep them untangled, that'll keep you busy. You won't get bored.
I bet. Yeah, there you go. No, I have an uncle who loves fishing and did a lot of fly fishing too in his time.
Ooh.
And he lived off of, it's called Lake Loon Loon Lake in Wixom.
Yes, yes, and, I know Loon Lake.
and he would take me many mornings out there when I was a kid. He tried to make me into a fisherman, but to no avail.
Didn't happen.
But what I did enjoy the most, quiet. It was quiet in the morning. I did like that, going out early in the morning and just us. That was kind of cool. But the fishing itself was like, never really completely got into it.
Is he a football fan?
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, okay, so yes. At least you have that.